Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this final FPL Family live stream of the 21-22 season. All has been said and done now. Liverpool gave it their best shot. Very proud of them. We did our best to give it away with an early goal from Wolves, but
Coutinho did his best to help you.
Well, I know. It's the hope that kills you, isn't it? It's the hope that kills you. I've dared to dream at points over the course of the afternoon.
You became a Spurs fan, did you? Because that's our motto.
No, well, yours dare is to do, isn't it? I dare to dream.
Dare, dream, do.
Is it? Oh, God, all right.
And now, from a Spurs perspective,
well,
dare, dream, done. That's what Spurs posted. Champions League, we're back!
Champions League for Spurs, which in the end was a bit of a foregone conclusion, wasn't it? 5-0 against Norwich, which I have to say, and it's reflected in my FPL team, more of which in just a second. I sat here last week, or didn't I sit here on Friday when we did a live stream, and I said, well, could it be, you know, Norwich at home might play the back five, might be a bit tricky.
What did I tell you?
Didn't fancy Son necessarily as captain. How wrong was I? How wrong was I? And in the end, that's cost me, guys. Cost me big time. We'll talk about my team in just a second. But Spurs, yes, congratulations, 5-0.
You know those moments where... So I'm in a theatre watching our daughter do some ballet, and actually I decided not to look. I was like, right, I'm just done. I excuse myself.
What will be, will be.
The patrons will tell you.
Yeah.
I went in, I said, good luck, everyone. I'll see you in a few hours. But I forgot that my phone is programmed to ping me Spurs notifications.
Oh, so it was just going off throughout the whole thing.
So I went, no. So at half time, I turned it off at half time in the show. So it pinged me and I was like, looked at my phone. And then it pinged again and I was like 2-0. And the more I was looking at it, the more I was thinking, free hitting out Kulusevski. Terrible decision, Sam.
Yeah, well, that was always going to be a bit of a risk with the free hit in 38. Was that there were so many options that somebody you took out was bound to go off.
And
it was Kulusevski.
All of them. Zaha, oh, Matt, yeah. Cash, all of them.
Oh, you had Cash, didn't you? And Zaha.
I would have been better off had I not free hit.
Well, listen.
That's life. Does that not sum up my FPL season?
That sums up your FPL season, Sam, but it sums up the season as well. First and foremost, we've dived straight into Spurs, shock horror, but we have to say congratulations to Manchester City.
Premier League
champions.
Well done to the citizens.
I must admit, 2-0 down. I thought they'd get a goal at some stage, and I thought, if they get that goal somewhere between sort of, I don't know, if they get it sort of 80-ish, 85 minutes, Villa might just hold on. But when Gundogan got that first goal, I just thought, here we go. They've got... And the stadium went off, didn't it? Absolutely went off. And I just thought, ooh.
Momentum change.
And then it was... But I did not expect the collapse. It was the collapse. 3 goals in 6 minutes, which was incredible. Incredible, incredible.
And at the other end of the table... Leeds absolute scenes in the 94th minute to keep themselves in the Premier League.
Goodness me, Leeds with Harrison. I don't know if you've seen the Harrison goal yet.
I have not.
I'll tell you what, okay, it's a strike.
To be clear, guys, it's and podcasters, I have not watched a single minute of football today. I have been in the theatre since 4 o'clock. It was rather a long show.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
We got home about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I squeezed in most of the City game, but did miss the last little bit. So when those goals went in, I was like, oh, okay, well, there we go. It's done. I didn't see Villa coming back from 3-2 to snatch us anything. But for long periods in the Liverpool game, I was thinking, well, we've got to do ourselves a favour here. And there was one thing that I didn't... The one scenario that I absolutely did not want to happen, which was Villa do us the favour, which no one was expecting,
win.
And we don't win. I was like, God, if that happens, we'll be absolutely
And that was
such
happening
a...
for a while. I was standing in the queue.
1-1, wasn't it, for a while in Wolves?
I was standing at the show door at half time of the show, dropping Evie in with one of my friends who also plays fantasy football, and he was like, what's going on? So I was like, let's have a look. And we were looking at it, and I was like, can you believe that Aston Villa are currently
crazy,
doing,
right?
City
crazy.
And Liverpool can't get their bums in gear.
Yeah, it was crazy. But listen, what a ridiculous, crazy season. And it was, you know, highlighted, the full stop at the end of it in game week 38 was absolutely perfect for the season we've had, because
it was carnage.
It was bonkers.
It was great game week though, wasn't
it? Rafinha and Harrison for Leeds. We had, you know, Arsenal and Spurs, you know, both going big on five, you know, scoring 5 goals, which I think you know, we sat and we expected, you know, expected Spurs to go to Norwich. Well, maybe I didn't, but there was most.
I thought we'd go big today.
Expected Spurs to go big. Expected Arsenal to go big against a pretty lethargic looking Everton now that Everton were through.
Particularly with a load of rests in, for Everton
totally,
as well.
Totally, yeah, totally. But the one thing I didn't see coming was, you know, Villa scoring two. And I must admit, at 2-0 up, even though we were still 1-1 at the time, I thought we had a chance. But anyway, well done to Manchester City. Champions for this season. Elsewhere, what happened elsewhere? Chelsea got a win, but conceded, which was random. And for Watford, were going to score at Stamford Bridge, but they did.
I mean, at least Reece James got an assist.
Yes.
Mason Mount with nothing really irritated me.
Yeah, there was a few really irritating things.
One.
Yeah.
Because it was him that meant I didn't have Kulusevski. It was that. Yes. It was his spot, and I was like, Mason.
And I know you won't have seen. I don't know if you've seen the Spurs goals or the highlights yet or not.
No.
But Spurs could have had a cricket score today. It could have been 7-8-9 easily.
I must admit,
easily.
I'm looking forward to when we get off of this stream. You've been bitten today. I'm looking forward to getting off this stream. Not from that perspective, but sitting down and watching Spurs, knowing
it's already done.
It all ends well.
Yeah, but there's a miss by Kulusevski second half. Could have had a hat trick. There was a miss, not a miss, but Son got point blank and I think brilliant save from Krul. That was before Son scored his two, actually. Point blank save from Tim Krul. So, yes, 5-0.
Could have been 8.
Listen, my thesis about Norwich turning up and making it difficult, wanting to go out on a high, was absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And it's because of that, Sam. We'll talk about our teams in just a second. We have some admin to do as well. We'll talk about our teams. We'll talk about where we finished in terms of our overall rank. We will be doing the customary now FPL family wooden spoon trophy. Is that it done then? No ceremony?
No.
No handing over of the thing? You're not going to make a big deal of this? This is just, you're just going to accept it?
Thanks.
Please, no, listen. I've waited 5 years for this moment. I'm going to have my moment. Listen, I'm going to dedicate a whole 10 minutes of the stream. You are not just going to say thanks and take it. No, I will not have it. It's going to be a thing. And we're also going to be doing opening up these, the FPL family pre-season predictions. Who we thought was going to win the league, who we thought was going to be relegated, top four.
I think I've done very well in this.
I think
either.
We've got a bit about top FPL point scorers
golden
in
boot.
Each position, golden boot.
Golden gloves, probably.
I don't know if we did golden gloves.
I can't remember.
Will be revealed anyway, you know. So all of my predictions in there, all your predictions in there, and the community's predictions as well, most important. So what did you guys think was going to happen at the beginning of the season? All will be revealed in just a little while, Sam. But let's start with my team, which I have to say has gone out with a little bit of a whimper. It's gone out with a little bit of a whimper. I had an amazing game week 36.
Why didn't you not captain Son, for goodness sake, man? I didn't fancy him.
I said that. I sat here on Friday and said I didn't fancy him.
What about the golden boot rhetoric?
Yes.
Norwich.
Yes.
What about the Champions League?
I was wrong. What can I say? I'm outside the top 100k and I got no one to blame other than myself. No one to blame. Listen, De Bruyne got an assist, so he got the six. So, yeah, I've missed out on a ton of points there by going him captain over Son. The Liverpool clean sheet, double clean sheet wipeout in the first 30 seconds or whatever it was of that game was ruined me. Honestly ruined me because if Robertson keeps the clean sheet and Trent gets the clean sheet as well, Robertson gets more bonus points than the one that he got. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at a decent haul from Robbo. I don't know if I'm going to get an extra. I guess I get an extra 1 point from Roberts because Shah didn't play. But so what? But there are some disappointments in there, right? I bought Tony in for a hit, right? What's going on with Tony? I thought he was going to be hyped for that game against Leeds. Eddie Nketiah with the six is fine, but when you consider Arsenal's got five goals and he got, you know, just one goal. Saka similarly. Arsenal,
just an assist, wasn't it, for Saka?
Arsenal win 5-1 and Ramsdale lets in his customary goal. Saka gets one assist and Nketiah gets one goal. I mean, that's unlucky, isn't it? That's just unlucky. But anyway, so my Arsenal boys, having called the right result at Arsenal, because I benched my Everton players, notice, I've called the right result there. And I've had a nightmare with my Arsenal players. Mason Mount, as you mentioned before, disappointing. Two-pointer. Just expected points from him. It just all went a little bit peak-tongue, didn't it, on the final day? And not captaining Son obviously has hurt. So, yes, in the end, I think had I had Son as captain, I probably would have snuck back inside the 100k. Probably. Just about.
Outside, were you?
I'm not going to work that out, am I? Because I just
don't want to hurt.
Just don't want to kill myself. But even like even the Tony thing, right? For a minus four, I just didn't need to do it. Well, I twanged that, didn't I? So I did Hwang to Tony, but I probably would have played. Ooh. Oh, thank you for the super chat. We'll read that out in just a second. But I would have played probably Richarlison. He didn't play. Gordon would have come on. I would have got 1 pointer. Tony got 1 pointer, so it's cost me a net minus four, isn't it? So there's a lot of things that just kind of didn't go my way. And in the end, it is a bit Spursy. It is a bit of a bottle job. 115k, probably not where I would have liked to finish. Given where in 36, I got Kevin De Bruyne captain correct. Got the Richarlison captain correct last game week. 38, just falling over at the final hurdle there. So there we go. Yes, 115k, 2494 was my final score. It's been a very difficult season. It's a very difficult season. And this season, more than ever, you've got algorithms, you've got bots, you've got all these other teams up there that are just playing, you know, they're making the automatic decisions and stuff like that, right? So you've got a whole raft of the game that you're playing against more machines than ever, right? Plus, you've got better equipped fantasy managers, right? It is a difficult game because FPL managers have got more insight, they've got more pods, more videos to look at. So going into next season, obviously I don't see that changing, right? I just think the game is going to get more and more difficult. So we'll have a bit of a chat at the end about what we think next season might hold. But I've got a feeling it's going to just get even harder. And with Haaland and Salah and Son, you're going to have them free. I mean, that's quarter of your budget gone, a third of your budget gone, isn't it? It's going to be a very difficult season. But we'll see. So yes, 115k is fine. We'll take it. We'll move on. And we look forward to next season. The super chat was from Samar95, by the way. Thank you, Samar, for the super chat. AC Milan just won the league for the first... Oh, I missed this. The first time in 11 years. Oh. I'm over the moon. The happiest woman in the world. So, Samar, congratulations. Thank you for the super chat. Congrats. Didn't see. Well done, AC. I knew that was happening, but I was too busy setting up the stream. I'd forgotten about that. So, AC Milan.
See, we've had a day of it.
First league win in 11 years.
That's great.
Fair play.
Well done.
Fair play.
Very nice.
To the Milanistas. All right. Let's talk about your game week. Go for it.
I mean, it wouldn't have been my season had I not ended up on a red. Honestly, I haven't counted what would have happened had I not played the free hit. But with cash scoring, Zaha scoring, Kulusevski bracing, it would have inevitably have been a green arrow because I would have had Son, I would have had Kane as well in there. I would have had Reece James. So the only points that I wouldn't have got from that team on a free hit would have been Sessegnon's.
Yeah.
But I would have replaced them with Kulusevski. So I think there were some real disappointments in there. For me, the double Brentford...
That's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Denard. So for those of you that are part of our Patreon community over on Stack, I was really umming and ahhing right up until the deadline about whether to take money out of the defence. And I had Robertson for a while. And I was like, do I just go with Robertson instead? Freeze up some budget. Can use that budget to upgrade Eriksen a little bit. And I was looking to try to find the money to do Roberts. If I did Robertson, maybe I could get Eriksen to Harvey Barnes. But that required taking out Reece James or downgrading KDB. And I really fancied KDB to go big today. And he just didn't really.
Three goals and just one assist again.
A bit annoying.
Yeah. A typical KDB performance, though, because was the driving force in that second half. Class again. The assist he got was an absolutely unreal assist, frankly. But it just didn't bring home the bacon quite.
So, you know, a little bit annoying. But you know what? Spurs finished in the top four and...
Oh, yeah. Forget about FPL for a minute. Yeah.
It's been a really horrible year, like, in terms of FPL. Like, I've really struggled.
Hard season, right?
For me, it's been this year, 2022, I just haven't been able to get any traction. The first part of the year up until about Christmas time, all was kind of going quite nicely.
Yeah, it's been right, yeah.
Since that moment where the end of the year kind of passed...
I'll tell you the moment for me where I thought your season swung a bit was when you wildcarded after Christmas. And one of the decisions on wildcard was to swap Son for Kane, which at the time was the right thing to do. There was a lot of FPL managers going... away from Son and downgrading to Kulusevski because that enabled them to then upgrade one of their forward line to Kane. And the rhetoric was, well, Kane and Kulusevski, better than having just Son. Spurs are scoring tons of goals. You'd rather buy two tickets to that lottery than one. And what actually then played out was Heung-min Son just had an unbelievable second half of the season. Right, he's had a great season.
Yeah.
And from a Golden Boot perspective... You know, obviously I'm pleased, you know, Mo's up there with him. But listen, this guy, the Son has scored no penalties. Let's get that clear as well, right? And he's got big goals in big games. What a season he's had, Son. Unbelievable.
He's the first Asian player ever to win the Golden Boot. And I think
his
that...
little face when he got the award as well. He looks so chuffed, didn't
he? He's been
brilliant.
You know, and I've been saying for a couple of weeks now about that situation at Spurs and how the club, the whole club, all of his teammates, they were all talking about it constantly.
Yeah.
And he did a little speech in the dressing room afterwards. I had a little moment listening to that.
Gareth Bale moment-esque, wasn't it?
I was already having a moment because it was honestly watching her today. I think I cried about 5 times watching her perform today, our little girl. And then I stood in the queue for the dressing room to pick her up, which went on for about 3 years. And watched Son give a speech, and I was just like, "I'm
just
done.
Went,
I'm actually
gone.
Done. I can't cope. I'm emotionally ruined today."
You should have thought back to when Bale returned.
Oh God, don't, because yeah. I'll start again. honestly,
just the thought of Gareth Bale.
I'm over the edge constantly. But I think, yeah, for me, that was a lovely way to end it. But it did massively swing my season, that decision, and I never really got going. And I said to you, actually, what were we doing? We were out on our own for some reason. We were chatting about FPL and I was saying for me...
Me and you out chatting FPL, surely not.
I don't know, yeah. Surely that's a weird not. One, Matt. But I was saying to you, wasn't I? I'm seriously contemplating just doing my bench boost really early next season because I do think that holding that chip had a massive impact on the way that the second half of my season panned out.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Do you think bench boost, yes, but the free hit here, the second free hit that we were gifted by FPL because we've had such a bonkers season... Do you think it was a bit of burning a hole in your pocket at the end of the day? Do you think it was a bit of a hindrance rather than a help?
I don't think this one was. I mean, yes, okay. In the cold light of day, it was a hindrance because it's cost me points.
Yes.
But actually, I look back and there wasn't another moment where my team didn't look good enough to use it. And that was my issue. Yes, I could have used it last week. Yes, that probably would have been the right thing to do on reflection. But... the team I had going into last week, I didn't feel I really needed it.
No, this is so, it. Yes, is it?
Both of those game weeks where I've had it, like even with this week's team, I looked at them and thought, I could do without it. But, you know, you've got it, so you use it.
Do you like... Here's a question, an end of season question. Do you like the chips in FPL? I mean, wild card, we've always had a wild card.
I like
so
wild
put
cards.
That to one side. Do you like free hit, bench boost? Do you like it or not? Triple captain,
I mean, I find them really stressful. I find deploying them in the right place really stressful. But I do find them also quite exciting. Like, I quite enjoy the strategy behind it. But I found that with this season, finding a strategy has been quite tough.
Yes.
Because I've not felt that we've had, particularly with my team, it's been awful. It's been finding that kind of constantly good... momentum, like Klopp talks about rhythm. I've had no rhythm with my FPL team this year. They've just not been going. And that's been really tough, I think, at times. So I do like the chips, but I do think that we, as experienced FPL managers and as people that really go for the game and really enjoy the game, I do sometimes think, and me in particular, I have a tendency to overthink them slightly and really carefully plan where they come. And in a normal season... that works because you have this like, well, this is where I'm building to. I'm building to this moment and I'm bench boosting here and I'm free hitting here. This season, because of all of the disruption that we had around Christmas, it kind of threw all the strategies out. It meant wildcards happened at times where people weren't necessarily expecting to play them. It meant bench boosts and things maybe didn't get played at the times that you were expecting them to. And I think for me, the bench boost chip always is a negative. I can never get it working for me. So I am tempted to just go, right, play it.
Game week one, done.
play it early and be done with it because then I don't have to think about it through the rest of the season.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do to shake up the game next season. I mean, first of all, caveat is that neither you or I are ITK on this at all, right? We have got no idea what they're going to do with the game next season.
Oh, no.
I've seen some rumours about they're going to have, you know, will they have like a wing-back category to go alongside defenders? Might they introduce some new chips? Might they take away some chip? I don't know. We know nothing about how the game's going to pan out.
No.
But all I know is that I think that they need to do something. They need to be very careful with the pricing, right? Here's a good example. Mane. They got Mane totally wrong this year, didn't they? Totally wrong.
Well, the problem
because
is
we just all went Salah and he just got ignored the whole season.
Yeah.
So my fear is we go into next season and they price the players so that you can have all your favourites, right? I want them to price the players so that we have to make a choice between Salah and Haaland or we have to make a choice between, I don't know, you know, Son or KDB or whatever, right?
Well, you're not going to get Kulusevski at such a cheap price next year either. So no. They're going
to. But KDB's a good one, right? Because if you have Haaland, are you going to have Haaland and KDB? Probably not.
Well, no, but that's why they priced Salah and Mane so close last year, because it made you make the choices. And what will happen this season, I think, in the coming seasons. So normally, Salah and Mane, that would have been more of a battle. But this season, yeah. Salah's been so good for the majority. And Mane, for me anyway, it's been a bit of a disappointment this season. So you've just gone Salah and you've stayed there all year. Whereas the conversation with the likes of Kane and Son, it's been more different, hasn't it? You've had choices to make as to who you've gone for.
Yeah.
The addition of Kulusevski at the price he came in at meant you could afford to have two Spurs attack. But I think if they price Haaland and KDB around the same price point, what you might find is that managers are forced to switch around as the season goes on. And I kind of like that.
Jumping around premiums,
I kind
right?
of like that if you price them at the same area, which is what they've done this year, as long as they then perform at the same level,
yeah.
you're being forced to make tough choices and, yeah. and move around. And I sort of like that.
All right. Another super chat, Sam, from Liam Healy, one of our patron
Hi,
supporters.
Liam.
Hey, Liam, how are you doing, mate? Final rank was 64K, mate.
Nice,
very good.
Well done.
Very good. Another top 100K finish, mate. And listen, like I said a second ago, you know, if you're here in the chat and you're in the top 10K or something,
well done.
Just it's bonkers to be. And I know a lot of content creators and a lot of you are up in those sort of echelons this year. You need to understand if you're in the top 10K, that is an unbelievable
8.1 million.
It's unbelievable. There is over 9 million people yeah. that play this game. And you're in the top 100,000. It is a ridiculous achievement to be in the top 1K,
yeah.
the top 10K. If you're in the top 5K, it is an unbelievable achievement. And you've got to know that the top 90K is the top 1% of this game, right? The top 1% is 90K.
Yeah.
My opinion is, if you are anywhere between... that's why I was so keen on top 100K, because I thought I want to be in the top 1%. As it is, I'm probably in the top 1.5% or something, so I shouldn't beat myself up too much.
No.
But if you are anywhere in the top 100K, I think it's a cracking season. And Liam, you've been brilliant in the Slack with us all year. We've had a couple of Zoom calls with you, Liam. Don't know whether our Zoom calls actually helped him. I doubt it, to be honest with you. But he's ended up 64K, so fair play, mate. Absolutely sensational. So going into next season, just to kind of look ahead to that a little bit before we get to the pre-season predictions about what was going
to
happen.
Do we have to have my red arrow on the screen
year.
For the whole of this? Or,
I can go back. I can go back here if you prefer.
You know, should we just get rid of that?
Do you want me to go? Let me go here. Look, shall I go back to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. So tell me about next season then, because
I can just put my Spurs up.
Go on then. You can put that there. Next season. It's going to be less chaotic, isn't it? Touch wood,
we'd hope so.
Everything else, right? You know, the COVID stuff's calming down. Touch wood again. You know, we hope and pray all that sort of calms a bit, or stays calm. We're expecting more game weeks like this, aren't we? We're expecting more game weeks where we have 10 teams playing, 10 fixtures, I should say, 20 teams
so.
Playing,
yeah.
and a bit more regularity.
Yeah.
With the game, less midweek games, less double game weeks, less blank game weeks.
That's what I like.
I agree, and I've said before on these live streams, I prefer the boring monotony of the regular FPL game weeks. I do.
Yeah.
I wonder whether at some stage next season we might find ourselves pining for the chaos a little bit.
Well, no, but it's going to be chaos anyway around...
This season has had some ups and downs like you wouldn't believe. We've had some moments. Regardless of where you finished in rank, regardless of how you've done, regardless of how your team has finished up actually in the Premier League, it's been fun, hasn't it? It's been fun.
But I think, we haven't had a normal season for a few years
True.
Now.
Yeah.
And I actually think that normal will feel so nicely different that it will be enjoyable. Plus, this season's not going to be normal. We've got a World Cup in the middle of it. So suddenly,
we've got
6 weeks of no FPL. I mean, what are they going to, how are we going to manage that? There's a whole conversation to be had about how you manage that. Are FPL going to say, right, okay, FPL managers, use your trip strategy wisely because you've got a 6 week break that you've got to contend with. You've got to think about then carefully how, if they don't add additional chips to this side of Christmas, which a lot of the FPL community have been talking about, are we going to have a situation where you've got to hold your wild card, your first wild card,
possibly.
To get you to
possibly.
Have a team coming out of the World Cup? Are they going to move the second wild card deadline forward so that you play it in the aftermath of the World Cup? Are we going to have a project restart style?
Yeah.
Additional unlimited free transfers for the week coming back out of the World Cup. Like, there's all of that to contend with issues. So this season will be far from normal.
Yeah.
But I hope that we won't get the the hits on game weeks and the losing matches all the time. I hope that we will get less of that, because we will inevitably still get double game weeks around the FA Cup and the League Cup and everything else. So,
we will.
There will still be double game weeks. I just hope that there'll be less.
Okay. Well, listen, 115K, 350K.
Something like that.
Sorry to have to say. I'm sorry that... Oh, there goes my pre-season prediction. Better pick them up in a minute.
Wait a minute. Hang on. We'll just give Lee a moment, because this will be...
It's 5 years in the making.
This will be at least five minutes worth of Lee, sorry podcasters, of Lee milking the fact that he's going to give me this trophy, because he's been waiting five years for this moment.
I've enjoyed seeing the trophy on my mantelpiece. It's been there.
You know it's still going to live in here, don't you?
It's not sitting in my office,
Where's it going to go in mine?
Correct, yes.
I don't have a shelf.
I will build you a shelf. Don't worry.
Right. Lee cannot build anything. He's never done a piece of DIY in his life.
It's so bad.
It's going to live up there on your shelf.
It's not going to sit here in my office. I've had this in my office for the best part of 5 years. The wooden spoon trophy, always been by my side. This year, Sam, I'm afraid to say, it's yours. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'd like to thank my mum.
You'd like to thank Son on transferring out on the wildcard.
I will...
You'd like to take FPL for giving you an extra free hit that cost you...
I will put it here for now. And then at the end of this stream, I'll put it back on your shelf. Where it will live for the summer. Because genuinely, I'm not joking, I don't have a shelf in my office. Plus, my office is in the kids' playroom. So
well, there we go. The wooden spoon trophy. Do you remember when we used to send out wooden spoons to people for being like the bottom manager of the month?
I forgot we used to do that. Yeah.
If anyone's in the live chat now that used to follow us in the early days and remembers the days of us sending wooden spoons out to people.
God, the amount of one. I remember posting wooden spoons around the world. And the looks I forgot all about this. The looks I used to get in the post office. You used to go to the post office and they go, "What's in the parcel?" And I go, "It's a wooden spoon." And they'd look at me as if to say, "What are you talking about, woman?"
Yeah. What are you doing?
We did send mugs as well, didn't we?
What are you doing? Andrew Yee's in the chat. He's saying, "This is FPL family history."
It is, Andrew, right now.
This is the first time... You've had to
enjoy
take
it,
the
darling.
Trust me.
Next season, it ain't happening.
It's coming
again.
Back, is it?
It ain't happening.
It's
again.
Coming back. Well, I wouldn't bet on it. Right, Rahim.
Oh, I would.
Thank you for the message, Rahim. Rahim is saying who's been a member here on the YouTube channel for 3 months, by the way. One of the first members we had, Rahim. Hi guys, gutted about Liverpool. Me too, mate. Me too. But we move on. Yes, we do. And we've got something nice to look forward to next weekend, of course, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. We'll go and see another ballet show, shall we? She can't watch that either.
Well, no, listen. What are your predictions on when FPL will be back? Well, what normally happens, Raheem, is they normally just do nothing for June, right? Do nothing for June. And then normally at some stage in July, we get the game.
Season does kick earlier. It's a week earlier.
Well, maybe we get it a little bit earlier in July then. Let's see. But so I would...
No World Cup or Euros or anything this year.
I would suggest...
I reckon it'll be in June. Some point in June.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you ITK here or is this just a guess?
Of course not. Well, nobody tells me anything.
Well, I don't know, you know.
But normally there's a World Cup or a Euros.
A lot of people talk about Southerns having FPL on speed dial. Sometimes I wonder.
I honestly don't know anything. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's June. I just think that without the Euros, without a World Cup, with the game going a week earlier this summer because of the World Cup, I could see... I think last season it was early.
Yeah, could be a little
it's
bit early.
It's normally about three or four weeks after the end of the season, isn't it?
Could be. I don't know.
Maybe I've just imagined that.
Could be. Let's see. Azzy is in the chat with a super chat. Thank you, Azzy the Smiths 1986. He's asked you a question.
What is it?
He said, "What is your favourite dessert?" Spoon emoji. That's a shot, by the way.
Actually, my favourite dessert is cheesecake, and I eat it with a fork.
Oh, Azzy, how do you feel about that? right, let's get on to...
I don't like spoons, generally.
Raheem quite rightly says the Premier League fixtures get released on the 16th of June. That's when the Premier League fixtures come out.
But last year, the game was prior to the fixtures, because if you remember, we got prices and no fixtures.
Oh, Henry Sampson then says FPL launched late June last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we got it. We got the fixtures. Okay. We got the prices about a week or two before the fixtures last year. Because I remember we were all going, "Oh, let's make a team." And then we were like, "But we don't know who's playing who."
Oh, okay.
So well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it's much earlier than you've just suggested.
Barry Walls is saying, "I think you need to tell us about the wooden spoon a bit more, Lee. The sculptor, the era, the finish, etc. You are milking it like you wouldn't believe. Move on," he says. Move on. All right, we will, Barry. We will. And we will move on to the pre-season predictions. The pre-season predictions.
Yay, so, I love this.
This is, for those of you that maybe new to the channel, if you're new to the channel, hello. Hit that subscribe and like button. Oh, we should do the super chat. We should do the super chat.
I'll open this first.
No, this is going to be, I'm going to do that in a second. Jeremy Baker, thank you for the super chat. Sibling rival irony. I support Spurs and initially overcame an almost 30-point deficit versus his Gunner brother. Quite must be fun in their house.
Sorry, what?
Spurs versus Arsenal brothers.
Stop. How does that happen?
Well, I don't know.
How do you have a Spurs and an Arsenal?
I don't know. Be interested to know who your parents support, Jeremy. Have one of the, his players not play and a Spurs Kulu come off his bench to put me away. He said, oh, Jeremy. Oh.
What, so it was Kulusevski that's done him?
Jeremy's obviously delighted you've got fourth. He's delighted as a Spurs fan. But Kulusevski's cannot come off his brother's bench, who's a gunner, and beat him in FPL.
I hate that.
It's a bittersweet, isn't it? That's bittersweet.
That is Arsenal fans for you, isn't it?
Because that's an Arsenal fan saying, I'm going to put Kulusevski on the bench because I don't believe he's going to get any points. And he comes on.
Right, first off,
a double digit.
What
hole.
Kind of FPL Crazy. Player benches Kulusevski this week against
Norwich?
Well,
someone that's maybe on their free hit, Sam, that's got a decent squad. Who knows? We are going to do our pre-season predictions. Those of you that were here, pre-season, game week one, right at the beginning of the season, cast your mind back to whenever it was, August, we probably did this, right? A lot of transfers were going on in the marketplace. Obviously, the transfer window was still open. Game week one was about to kick off maybe that weekend. And what we did, as we always do, and we'll do the same again this summer, is that we make some predictions about what's going to happen this season, both in FPL and in the Premier League. So we're going to open this and we're going to find out what I thought, what you thought, what you guys thought as a community. And we're going to see just how right or otherwise we all are. So this has been sealed for 38 weeks.
More than that.
Sealed for 38 weeks. I'm gonna do your reveals. No. You can do my reveals.
No, I have my own.
Oh, okay. All right. Which would you like to do first? FPL family communities predictions? Don't read them. And don't make reactions like that, Sam. That's why I didn't want to give it to you, because now you've given it away. What's your most outrageous one? Have you got one in there that's so wrong?
All of them.
Oh, good. Right, okay, excellent. Right, we'll do yours last then. Let's do...
let's go one by community. One. Go on. So let's start with... So at the top, I've got...
I'm so glad you're leading this part of the podcast.
Yeah, let's go with the top four, first of all. So who did they think would win the league?
Did you not do the Team Sam versus Team Lee thing?
We do that at the end.
Right, okay.
That's always the last.
The FPL family community thought that Chelsea were going to win the league. Chelsea.
You ready for a laugh with
who
I thought?
We're going to win the league. What did you think?
I put United.
You put Manchester United to win the league. Oh my God, what were you smoking?
What was happening at that point?
Ronaldo had just arrived, probably, is what you were thinking. And I'm pretty sure the FPL family community were thinking Lukaku has just arrived. Let me see what I said then. I said Manchester City to win the league.
Oh, you cannot put City.
I did. That's what I said, Manchester City to win the league.
Right, who did... Right,
there
top,
we go.
Top three?
The FPL family community... thought that Manchester City would be second, Manchester United would be third,
so
and Liverpool would be fourth. So there we go. You guys, the FPL family community, thought Chelsea 1, City 2, United 3, Liverpool 4. That was your top four. What were you saying about the top four?
Well, I had Chelsea in second, City in third, and Liverpool in fourth.
So you had Man United, Chelsea... City,
so
Liverpool.
I backed...
You're about as wrong as you could be.
I backed the new arrivals.
You did. You saw Ronaldo coming in and thought they're going to win the league with Scott McTominay and Fred.
And I think we must have done this. The window is still open. I wonder whether I was thinking... Because there's no sign of Spurs in here. So was I expecting Kane... Was I expecting Kane to go at this point?
Literally not expecting Spurs to do anything, but United to win the league.
I absolutely loved that.
Here is mine. So I did City to win the league... Chelsea second, Liverpool third, and I did put Manchester United fourth.
We're going to have a good season. What's wrong with us?
This is it.
Where did they even finish?
At least I got the top three, right? I don't know about four. No one was expecting Spurs to do anything.
Where did they finish? Did they get Europa League or Conference League?
I think they got Europa League because I think Jarrod Bowen and friends are in the Jaffa Cakes next year because they lost, didn't they? 3-1 to Brighton today, which is a bit unfair.
Did they?
Did you miss that? Did you miss that today?
I missed that. Amongst all that was going on. I mean, yeah.
Man United were dismal. They lost at Palace. But West Ham went 1-0 up and then lost 3-1 at Brighton. So they're in the Jaffa Cakes. United are in Europa League. And then you're in the Champions League. So there he is. There we are. All right. Okay, let's move on with this, Sam. So there it is. So I would say I've done all right. I would say the FPL family community have done average, and you've had a stinker, is basically what I'd say about that. Golden 18th to 20th?
Okay.
Relegation. What, game week one, did the FPL family community say about relegation?
Go on.
You guys in the FPL family community thought that 20th was Norwich.
Yeah.
Very good.
Correct.
19th, Brentford. Brentford. They've overperformed, no doubt. I can see where you guys are coming from there. Brentford.
Ended up 13th.
And then 18th, also relegated by the FPL family community, Southampton.
Ended up 15th.
Southampton. So only one out of three, guys. One out of three for you guys in the community.
All right, mine. I also said 20th would be Norwich.
Yeah.
I had Newcastle in 19th, which actually
Who could have thought the turnaround at Newcastle United? Right? So listen, that was not a bad shout.
11th.
Until the money came in. Yeah.
And I also relegated Southampton, had them in 18th.
Well, I'm the only one that had any faith in Southampton. I had Norwich to go down in 20th, Brentford in 19th, so got that wrong. And then I had Palace.
Palace?
Crystal Palace. I didn't think they were going to do the business.
They've been nowhere near the relegation zone. They finished 12th.
I haven't. I had Palace to go down. I don't know what I was thinking
Vieira,
there.
Did you not think Vieira was going to do very well?
Well, maybe he was going to come in and not do it. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, so we've all universally sent Norwich down, which was correct. Did you have Brentford to go down as well?
No, Norwich, Southampton and Newcastle.
So you've had a good shout. You said Brentford to stay up. Yeah. That's fair play. No, fair play. Okay. All right, what about the Golden Boot, Sam? So the FPL family community said Golden Boot was, of course, Mr. Mohamed Salah. Lee from FPL family also said the Golden Boot was Mr. Mohamed Salah. Both correct. Can I take a wild guess as to who I thought you said the Golden Boot would be?
I put Kane.
Of course you did.
But I think I thought he was going to be at City, because I clearly didn't think Spurs were going to do very well, because I didn't put them in the top four. Yeah, so I think I must have put Kane on that basis.
Harry Kane for Golden Boot. Another stinky you've had there. So you've relegated Southampton, United are champions, and Kane's Golden Boot. This is going well for you, Sam.
You can see why I've had a shocking year, can't you? Well, I've got to look up the top scorers now, haven't I?
So they are. So that is the first to fourth. That's the relegated. That's the Golden Boots. Now we get onto the FPL predictions.
Okay, hang on a minute.
FPL predictions. So yes, you will need to bring up the positions and who is the top scoring defender, who is the top scoring midfielder, and who is the top scoring forward
the top scoring
in the game.
Defender in the game this season with an impressive 208 points.
Yeah.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Trent. All right. Well, I can tell you, I can exclusively reveal, Sam, that the FPL family community, you guys said the top scoring FPL defender would be Trent Alexander-Arnold. Good shout. What did you say?
Trent.
You said Trent as well, and I think 3 for 3. I said Trent. There's a reason he's so expensive. If they class him as a wing-back in the new wing-backs category, which I think is going to happen next season, he's going to be even more expensive, Trent Alexander-Arnold. So there we go. 3 for 3. Trent, the highest scoring FPL defender. Sam, who was the FPL highest scoring midfielder this season?
265 points. The Egyptian king.
It was Mo Salah.
He was only, 7 points ahead of Son.
Well, I was going to say, Son's got to be up there.
Yeah,
and I've got to say, Bowen's probably up there,
Bowen was third.
Bowen third, okay. So I'm pretty sure no one's saying Bowen. But the FPL family community, Sam, were split, actually. We wrote two names down here.
We
wrote Salah/Bruno. Salah/Bruno.
Guimaraes or?
Yeah, which Bruno?
Bruno? What did Bruno get?
That's not a out there prediction, though, is it?
Man United to be good. Bruno got 151 points. He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Good Lord, you got to go that far
13th
down.
13th in midfielders.
Beaten by the likes of?
Beaten by Salah, Son, Bowen, De Bruyne, Mane, Madison, Saka, Jota, Mount, Sterling, Ward-Prowse, Bernardo Silva.
Ward-Prowse, better than Bruno Fernandes in FPL this
Eight
year. Who'd have thunk
better.
It? Who'd have thunk it? So, FPL family community, very good. You said Salah, you were correct. /Bruno, incorrect about Bruno, but I can see why you said that. What did you say?
Salah.
You said Salah. I said Bruno. I had Bruno. That's the one I've had. There it is. Thank you for the new subscriber. I had him. In fact, I've got written down here, KDB, crossed it out, Bruno. I think, and I can't think 38 weeks in the past, but I think I thought about Salah going to the African Cup of Nations, and wondered whether him missing a big chunk of the season was going to affect his season.
I just think we all went mad on Man United.
We were high on Man United.
We were high on something,
there it
clearly.
Is. Well, there it is. The FPL family community, Sam, did pick their highest points scoring forward. Can you tell us who it was, please?
It was, with 192 points, Sir Harold of Kane.
Of course it was Harry Kane. Notable mentions to anybody else up there?
Notable mentions to Ronaldo in second with 159 points. Yeah. And in third place, a massive shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, now relegated, Teemu Pukki.
Pukki was
the third
highest
scoring forward in the game with 142 points this year.
Do you know, there is some interesting narratives, and I'm on the FPL pod. There's a special FPL podcast, official FPL podcast, coming out tomorrow with myself and Mark Southerns and Kelly and Jules Oron, where we are going to do a season.
Why didn't they want me on that?
I was asked. I don't know. They probably looked at the Wooden Spoon Trophy and thought, well, which of the two should we have? I'm going to milk this, Sam, for as long as I can. Just bear with me.
You know, when you're asleep tonight, just be careful because...
Smack me over the head with it. Okay. So there is going to be a season review FPL podcast tomorrow coming at you on all your favourite podcasting platforms. And there are some interesting stories. Like, if you think about, I think Matip, I don't know going whether this is still the case after today, but certainly going into game week 38, he was the highest value player in the game, points per million, Matip. Gosh. Teemu Pukki. Who'd have said at the beginning of the season Teemu Pukki would be the third highest FPL points scorer?
When you look at the players that follow him, in fourth it's Mikel Antonio, in fifth it's Ivan Toney, and in sixth is Dennis, like, above Vardy.
But like, even Antonio, right? If you'd have said to me, in October, whenever it was, that he had five goals, and you'd have said to me, Antonio's only going to get two more goals between now and the end of the season, I'd have gone, you're mad.
You're mad, yeah.
You're mad. He started like a house on fire.
Yeah.
And then it was all about Bowen, wasn't it? So anyway, the FPL family community did say Harry Kane, although I've got brackets at Werner. So there was a little bit of expectation in the FPL community that Timo Werner was going
to
do all right.
In order to get to Werner, I have to...
Well, he's well down, isn't he?
I'm still going. Werner ended up with 62 points this season.
Such an underperformance.
62 points.
Real underperformance. So maybe you guys thought with Lukaku coming in, maybe Werner was going to be his season.
Half the year.
So anyway, Harry Kane. Yes, so you're
less
right.
Huang, your mate.
FPL family community. That is 3 for 3. Trent, Salah and Kane. 3 out of 3 for the FPL community. Very good.
3 out of 3 for me.
3 out of 3 for you. What did I say? I said the top scoring points would be Werner. So... when it comes to Premier League predictions, I've done all right. When it comes to FPL predictions...
Bruno and Werner
I've gone
over
Bruno
Kane
and
Salah.
I think we know now why I ain't that great at this game. Bruno and Werner were the ones I went with. Goodness
we
me.
Don't talk about Bruno.
We certainly don't talk about Werner. That's an absolute fact. Anyway, the one that they all want to know, Sam, the one they all want to know, that at the beginning of the year, the FPL family community made a prediction. Did they predict the winner of the FPL family battle royale this season was going to be hashtag Team Leo or hashtag Team Sam?
Well,
what did the community say?
I suspect they probably did, because there was a lot of rhetoric before about how you can't possibly lose again. You've got to grow some and actually man up and win a tournament for a change. So I suspect that they might have backed you to finally do the business and actually get something.
I can tell you, the FPL community... went Team Lee. Yes, they did. Come on, let's go. Team Lee, let's go. And Team Lee went and backed himself. Team Lee, yes. Come on, Team Lee, let's go. Let's go. What did Team Sam say?
You always have to back yourself.
Yes. Did you say yourself?
Of course.
Yes, good to me.
I'll say myself again next season. And the season after. And the season after.
To be fair, based on form over the last 5 years, that was the sensible choice. But the community believed in me.
Even
thank you, community.
A broken clock is right.
A couple of times.
So I'll let you have this one. Believe me.
Oh my god.
It's not happening
again.
Oh
my god. That feels good. That feels good. That feels good. Not happening again.
It's not happening again.
I look forward to getting my Wooden Spoon Trophy back next season. So guys, thank you for that. It's just a bit of fun. We do it every year. It's one of my favourite parts of the seasons when we do our predictions.
It's good fun that.
Just in summary, I predicted the Premier League reasonably well. You didn't. I predicted FPL shockingly, and you did quite well.
I got it all right, FPL.
Yeah. Did you go Trent, Salah, Kane?
Yes.
What did I do? Trent, but everyone, literally the whole world's
Bruno
going Trent.
Bruno and Werner.
What a stinker. What an absolute stinker. Well, there we go, guys. That is it. That is it for another... Let's go to here. That is it for another season, guys. That is it for another season of FPL family. Thank you so much for everybody that has listened.
There's a paper everywhere.
There's bits of paper now everywhere. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you to everyone that's listened to the podcasts, watched the videos, listened to our drivel on the FPL show, on the podcast,
speaking
on all that
yourself,
sort of stuff.
Drivel.
Everyone that's tuned into your Q&A with Az, all your FPL scout videos. It's been, honestly, an unbelievable season. It's been ups, downs, left, rights, inside outs. It's been double game weeks, blank game weeks. It's been a monster, isn't it? It's been an absolute
blanking
monster.
Blanking players. Spurs back in the top four.
Spurs back in the top four with a half decent manager and some good players. Who knows?
And Kane
what could
asking
happen?
For a new contract.
Who
and
knows?
Son winning the golden boot.
Wow.
I tell you what, if there was ever a year that I was going to lose FPL, this was the year to do it, because I couldn't be more thrilled with how this season's gone. We've got a quality manager. We've got Kane looking happy. There was some pictures that got posted on my timeline the other day. Somebody shared them with me of Kane last season at the end looking like
you're
crying,
lost
looking
soul.
Like life
yeah.
was over. And Kane last week walking around Spurs.
Paul Cook in the live chat. Shut up, Lee. One win in 6 years. You're like Blackburn.
And Paul, he will never shut up about this.
So good.
You're going to have to listen to this all summer.
Brilliant comment.
And all we can do is just nod and smile until he shuts up again.
Well, listen, guys, thank you very much for joining us tonight and every Sunday night that you guys are joining. And honestly, genuinely, it's the same now. We have obviously a lot of new people coming in and coming and going, but there's some people, and you know who you are, in the live chat every single Sunday. You stick with us. You're here for the ups and downs. We're an hour late, whatever. You're always here. So, guys, thank you so much for being with us. The show does not finish there, though. The show goes on next week. We've got this podcast.
You have.
With the official FPL podcast tomorrow. So listen out for that. It'll be, I guess, out sort of afternoon.
Good season review, won't it be?
Yeah, I think we're recording it at like 12:30. So expect it kind of early afternoon.
Yeah.
I would
it's normally
suggest.
Quite a quick turnaround with the pod. They're quite good at getting
pretty
in
good
and out.
Pretty good. Myself, Jules Laron, Mark Southerns and Kelly Sommers are going to be on that, and then the final FPL show of the season, we are on it on Thursday.
We're on it on Tuesday.
Sorry, I got my dates wrong. We're on it on Tuesday.
This is why I just win
with
FPL,
of course
normally.
Kelly and James.
No, with Kelly and Ian.
Kelly and Ian.
What is wrong
Excellent.
With you? How have you beaten me? You don't know what we're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, man alive.
I thought Werner was going to be the top scoring points forward.
I'm bringing that up on the FPL show on Tuesday.
Yet, I don't have the wooden spoon trophy in my possession.
Oh, it will be back on your shelf in a minute.
It's going to be back.
On Tuesday morning, if you can watch it live, it goes out live at 9:30 on Tuesday morning. If you can't, it'll be out on the app, I imagine, a bit later on Tuesday afternoon.
So there it is. Guys, that is it for another season of FPL Family. We're going to have a break. We're going to have a break in June. We're probably not going to create a lot of content in June. We're going to have a few weeks off, and then we're going to be back as soon as the game is released, when we've got those player prices.
We don't have a full set of teams yet.
The transfer window is open. It's going to all kick off again, I guess, either late June, early July. But we're going to have a couple of weeks off, and then we'll be back before you know it with these live streams, guys. We love you to pieces. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so that you know when we get back at the end of June. Leave us a like before you go, as ever, and we will see you very, very soon. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.